A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Chaf Dalid, Amud Beis, Yuma 24b, pagination, page 48, towards the bottom of the page, counting up from the wide lines, about six lines. The first word on the line is Pasul, and then we begin. The Hagos Habach tells us in the letter Aleph, which goes to the side margin, that there's actually a title over here, based on the Mishnah, Arba'a Piyasos Hayusham. There were four raffles, lotteries, in the Beis HaMikdash, and this was the first of the lotteries. So the Gemara wants to know, Lama Mafisin, why do they make the lotteries? Asks the Gemara on the question of the Gemara, Lama Mafisin, Kida Amron. We told you why we make the lotteries, in order to allocate who's going to do the service. Elalama mafisin v'chozunu mafisin. Why do they do a lottery and then do another lottery? Why can't they just have one lottery that includes all the things that need to be allocated? Amar Rabbi Yechanan says, Kidei lahargish kol ho'azara. In order to make a tumul in the azara, to make it exciting. Shneamar ashayacht of nam tiksod beveis elokim nahalich berogesh. We have come up with a secret, with a solution, with a way of doing things. We're going to go to the house of Hashem with a tumult, with an excitement. And therefore they figured out that instead of doing everything on one lottery, they would make a lottery, and then later on they would do another lottery, and a third, and a fourth, so that each time there was a dimension of excitement, who is going to be able to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Continuing on the theme of the pious, where some people are going to be chosen and others are not going to be chosen, so Chaf Dalid Amid Beis, counting up from the wide lines, two lines in the middle of the line, Bama mafisin. What would the Kohanim be wearing? What would the Kohanim be wearing when they do this lottery and possibly be chosen for the service? Rav Nachman Amar Bigdei Chol. Rav Nachman said they were wearing weekday clothing. In other words, service garments, not the Big Day Kohuna. For Rav Sheshes Amar, Big Day Kodesh. And Rav Sheshes says, which is the way the Rambam paskins, that they would already be wearing Big Day Kodesh, so that everybody would come to the lottery dressed to do the Avoda, and then we'll see what happens. Rav Nachman Amar Bivig Day Chol. What's the reason for Rav Nachman Di Amrit Bivig Day Kodesh if you say that he's wearing the holy garments? Ika Ba'al Izros Techam Siva Avdi. There's certain strong armed people who are going to force their way and do the Avoda even though they weren't chosen. And they're called chamosin. Chamos means to take something forcibly. Usually it's used as a word of theft. And that's what we're worried about. So apparently Rav Nachman held that if you have them wearing the weekday garments, then if they're not chosen, there's a step in between. No one's going to do the avoda in weekday garments. So they first have to get somebody to get them the big day kahuna and put it on. And by that time, there's a regulation. They're not ready to roll. Rav Sheshes Amar Bivig Dei Kodesh. Rav Sheshes says, no, they all came dressed in Big Dei Kodesh for the lottery, and then whoever was chosen, and the others had to take it off. Di'i Amrit Bivig Dei Cho, because if they came to the lottery in non-Big Dei Kodesh, Agav Chavivuse, in their excitement, oh, I was chosen, I'm the one! So Mikri Va'avdi, it could be that sometimes they would start doing the Avoda in their weekday garments, and we can't afford such a mistake. So if we're going to come to the lottery and they might be chosen, they have to be totally ready to do the Avoda. it's a little bit like a Gabbai Sheni coming to shul and knowing that he's on deck. He has to be ready in case he's going to know how to do what he needs to do to put someone up for Shachris. Good. There's a fascinating question, Chashuke Chemed Rav Zilberstein. He wants to know if his case was an army where the appointee allocated certain resources to one battalion, and a different battalion encountered the supply truck first and said, "No, they meant me." And he basically stole, maybe not, the allocation for a different group and took it for himself. Is that called stealing? And he suggests that perhaps this Gemara is a proof that it is called stealing. It's called chamas, because what would this Ba'alei Zeroa, this strong-armed person, be doing if he does do the avoda even though he wasn't chosen? He's violating the directive of the Memuna, the appointee, that whoever wins the Goral, the lottery, should do the service. He's violating the allocation of the appointee, and he's called a chamson. So he says, perhaps, once a person is appointed as an appointee, he has the right to allocate the resources, and one coin to the next coin. Why does one have more right to do it, right? And each battalion, the army is supposed to be supplying them. But if the appointee appointed it in this direction, to violate it is chamos. And he says it's not really a good proof, as intriguing as it is, because when you work with a lottery, perhaps the Beis HaMikdash especially, we're assuming that a lottery is divine intervention. And we have this concept that a goral is a way of Hashem expressing who's supposed to get it. And then you're called a chamson. But if a person was appointed in other allocations, it may not be the right thing to do, but it's hard to say that you're a chamson to the point that you'd be pasul le'edus. You can't say testimony because of theft. So, but the proof is an intriguing one. What exactly is compelling the Kohanim to listen? Is it the appointee or is it the goro? And what exactly is the violation of someone who doesn't listen? Okay. The Gemara goes on and brings a fascinating Mishnah as a proof. The way the Gemara presents it, it's supposed to be a proof to Rav Nachman. I'd like, however, to learn this Mishnah the way we paskin, and the way the Gemara refutes Rav Nachman's proof, and actually states that it's a proof to Rav Sheshes. That's the way the Rambam paskins, that's the way the Rav learns it in the Mishnayos, and therefore, counting up from the bottom, one line, at the end of a line, Ditnan, we learnt, let's learn this Mishnah the way Rav Sheshes would learn it, that everybody came to the lottery in Big Day Kodesh, and whoever was not chosen would have to take the Big Day Kahuna off because they're not doing the Avoda. So Ditnan, Masron Lachazonim, the losers, so to speak, would be given over to the chazonim, the people in charge of the clothing, and they would help them take off their clothing. They would only leave on their pants. And the Gemara tells us, moving on to Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, on the second line at the end of the line, Ba'osan shelo zachu lepayis. Rav Sheshes learns that this is referring to the people who did not win the lottery. So they're taking off their clothing. We're being told they leave on their pants because you don't want to leave them without clothes. Keep in mind also that the way of dress, particularly the ksones in the Beis HaMikdash, was very long and it went all the way to the ankles. So leaving on either the pants or the shirt would cover the private area. It wasn't considered full dress, but at least it would be respectful. And that this they took off except for the pants. Probably they put on their weekday shirt, and then they would take off the Kodesh pants. Okay. The Gemara also tells us a braisa on the fifth line, Tanya, in the middle of the line, Minayin shelo yehi dover kodom lemichnasayim. When they got dressed, pants came first. Then you have the shirt, the hat, the belt, whatever. But pants always came first. So in accounting, we would call this first on, last off. Right? Philo. Talmud Lomar u'michnasei vad yiyu al besaro. The pants should be on his skin, on his flesh. The Chashukei Chemed, Rav Zilberstein, quoting from him again, fascinating question. When a person is getting dressed, we have two issues. One is we want to wear our yarmulke, and one is that we want to cover the private area pants. So a person is getting dressed after bathing. Are they supposed to reach for their yarmulke, or they're supposed to reach for their pants or undergarments? So he says from this statement, it would seem that original Gemara law is that you go for the pants. And that's the correct mode of dress. You learn it out from the Kohanim. He says, though, that it is recorded from the Ben Ishchai, for example, and others, that nowadays you go for the yarmulke because we have identified Yira Shamayim with yarmulke. Yarmulke actually is a contraction, Yorei Me Elokai, reminding us that Hashem is above us. And therefore he says that there are grounds to say, and perhaps since it's so easy to do, to flip on the yarmulke first. But again, even to ask the question and to have a proof from the Gemara is fascinating, regardless of which one, kol levavos dorish es Hashem, we should do it l'shem shamayim. Yeshe koach, have a great evening.